Hello. Welcome back to Education Visions for a focus on innovative and inspiring views in the field of education. Today, we present a book review proposed by Jillian Benedetti, a PhD student in curriculum and instruction at Texas A&M University, Corpus Christi, United States. Jillian's research interests are in special education, including the disproportionate representation of minoritized populations in the field. The book she has reviewed is titled Rise, A Pop History of Asian America from the 90s to Now. This book raises issues in relation to ethnicity, diversity, social justice, social inclusion, equity, cohesion, and it contributes to exposing learners to other cultures, in this case the Asian American pop culture. Please note that this audio file was soundtracked using AI voices. First, Jillian, what is the purpose of this book?
This book, the title of which I will abbreviate to Rise, highlights Asian American history in popular culture over the past 30 decades. Rise was written by Jeff Young, Phil Yu, and Philip Wong during the COVID-19 pandemic, and it was published in 2022 by Mariner Book, New York. At the end of 2019, Jeff Young approached Phil Yu and Philip Wong with an idea to co-author a book given their respective experiences in the discourse on Asian Americans. Young is a Chinese-American writer and businessman who went to Harvard for psychology. Yu is a Korean-American executive producer and blogger who went to the University of Southern California for critical studies. Wong is a British-Malaysian comedian who studied engineering at King's College. During the COVID-19 quarantine, reported racist attacks on Asian Americans surged. Research indicates there was an increase in xenophobia, animosity towards Asians, and anti-Asian sentiments. Research also indicates that there was an increase in racist searches and tweets targeting Asians on Google and Twitter. Asian Americans experienced increased discrimination, harassment, racism, verbal and physical assaults, and murder. In a section of the book detailing an interview about 9/11, one of the interviewers who was immersed in this crisis in New York noted that with COVID-19, we are facing a crisis for immigrant community that is even larger than 9/11. Against this background, the three authors noticed how any progress and successes of this racial and ethnic group made so far can quickly diminish and disappear. Young, Yu, and Wong desired to inform the current and future generations of the often overlooked, underrecognized, and quickly forgotten work of and related to Asian Americans in recent history.
What does this book bring new?
Rise is a multimodal book using a wealth of means of representation, including but not limited to essays, quotations, transcripts, poems, comic strips, memes, infographics, illustrations, images, charts, graphs, and much more. A range of contributors were involved, including activists, advocates, artists, authors, consultants, directors, editors, illustrators, journalists, founders of organizations, musicians, organizers, producers, professors, teachers, sociologists, and writers. The authors also dedicate spaces to feature politicians, authors, musicians, actors, comedians, dancers, athletes, chefs, influencers, YouTubers, and many others. In terms of content, the book makes many major contributions. First, the authors shed light on the work and accomplishments in relation to Asian Americans in recent history. Five periods are distinguished, namely, 1. Before the 90s, 2. The 1990s, 3. The 2000s, 4. The 2010s, and 5. Beyond. Here are some highlights. The Before section sets the historical contexts of Asian America, details the conception and evolution of the term, and the 12 court cases that shaped Asian America, underscoring legal battles waged by Asian Americans. Noteworthy content from the 1990s includes the Asian Americans in the media, from the long dark shadow of Me Love You Long Time, to How Bollywood Saved Us, to Soo Chin Pak, who explains how Connie Chung opened the door for Asian American women in broadcast news. Of special interest from the 2000s section is the interview conducted with three individuals immersed in the 9/11, remembering a tragedy and the dark days that followed. It is also shown how early adopters of YouTube were Asian Americans. Some of the compelling content from the 2010s points out the Asian American first primetime network sitcom, Eugene Lee Yang's coming out in public experience, and a new generation of Asian American founding fathers and mothers who have divergent ideologies. Some particularly enjoyable reading in the Beyond section is the She, Rose interview with a Star Wars lead actress and the first action hero interview with two Marvel leads. Second, the beginning of the book describes how the term Asian American evolved over time. The most current U.S. Census Bureau's inclusion of the Asian American racial and ethnic group includes Bangladeshi, Bhutanese, Burmese, Cambodian, Chinese, Filipino, Hmong, Indian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Lao, Malaysian, Mongolian, Nepali, Okinawan, Pakistani, Sri Lankan, Taiwanese, Thai, and Vietnamese. However, it is worth noting that Asiatic was the first racial category for Chinese and Japanese in the late 1800s. Asian American originated as a social justice medium to amplify the voices of many individuals who were otherwise muted and rendered invisible in the late 1960s. This term continued to evolve to Asian Pacific American, Asian Pacific Islander American, to Asian American and Pacific Islanders, AAPI, which is the most used term to date. A separate piece on the Pacific Islanders illuminates the colonization, exploitation, and displacement of Pacific Islanders by Asians. A vast diversity exists within the Pacific Islanders community alone. The interviewees of this piece either do not understand the need to lump AAPI, do not use AAPI to self-represent, or acknowledge that AAPI is a term specific to the United States, and it doesn't mean anything anywhere else. The book also has many other interesting aspects. In particular, the authors underscore potentially difficult to discuss topics. An example is racial appropriation, for which the book uses a flowchart to guide in distinguishing between appreciation or appropriation. A series of questions provides yes or no answers that lead to the next questions or determination whether appreciation or appropriation is involved. The book ends with some hopeful outlook and actions for the audience. One specific example is the opportunity for Blacks and Asians to form coalitions and collaborations by first identifying the interwoven history and intersectionalities.
For which audience is the book intended? What would be the benefits of reading it?
It is important to incorporate teaching materials that reflect the learners and expose other learners to different cultures. Researchers purport that pop culture can be used as a form of engagement to foster social and emotional learning. Pop culture can be used as a teaching tool for students, including English learners, in K-12 and higher education. Studies indicated success in using pop culture across many subjects such as history, science, math, quantitative reasoning, and literacy. RISE has a vast content, and it can serve as an academically relevant teaching resource.
Thank you. That's it for today. We hope you enjoyed the episode. See you very soon.